What is going on, Internet? Welcome to episode 51 of The Summit, the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you the time of finding it yourself. And if you're listening to this, don't forget you can always find us in our Discord over at discord.gg/thesummit. And if that's not enough, you want to find us on our social media, you can always check out the links in the description below. Fuck you. But while you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing in for today's episode, I'm your host, Razor SJS, and with me are my co-hosts who make this all possible, starting with the rude-ass degenerate, Rain, a.k.a. CJ. How you doing tonight?
Yo, that's crazy as fuck. I'm doing great, you know? It's a wonderful Wednesday. Glad to be here. Back at you, Razor.
All right, that's great. Welcome him. He's a great guy, for real. Next up, another twin degenerate, the Almighty Striker. How you doing tonight?
Damn. Oh, what? Why?
I don't know. It just kind of felt like it fit.
That's crazy. So, do we got triplets then? Because I feel like high roller needs to be introduced.
I'm definitely the nicest.
This nigga almost fucked up saying degenerate.
Knew he couldn't read.
Who said I'm reading anything? I was rephrasing what he was saying. I fucked up saying repeat, but whatever.
Hey, man, back to you're getting one day, man. Hey, what do you say fuck me for? What did I do? All right, well, next up, you had already heard him, and you're going to hear more smart from him. Damn, I fucked up. It just smart happened, eye roller. Damn. Bro, it was the alliteration. I don't know. It's because y'all were discussing it earlier, bro. Y'all done brought this here.
Not a word.
Hey, that nigga said it's not a word.
The floor is yours, I roll it.
Y'all some rude ass niggas. Especially as you can tell, Rain and Striker right now. Niggas just talking over Razor. Show that nigga some love, some respect.
Oh, be nice to him.
That's all I got.
Man, hey, best intro of the day, bro. That's got me bringing it.
I fell for that shit.
Niggas, where are they so funny, bro? Talking about I fell for it like I had an option. I was going to continue regardless. You know what? Hey, yeah, you guys are right. There's three little degenerates. My bad. I fucked up the intro on them. I should have just went with my gut. All right. But we also have one guest. I'm not going to give him that treatment. I don't know if he deserves it yet.
Honored.
But you've heard him before. It is the boy Cheese Cubes. How you doing?
Welcome, welcome. Can't believe it. Niggas fell for the pump fake, bro. What happened?
It's four of them. Got it. Okay. And unfortunately, your boy, well, not unfortunately, but your boy Ashy is not with us because he is out on vacation. You know, having the time of his life, just forgetting about us and the pod.
He's on vacation.
You know, coladas, cruise. I'm a boat. Snaps every the day.
No invite is crazy, man.
No, at all.
Incognito, for real. Snuck the fuck out.
Drinking lemon drops, bro. That's just crazy.
Lemon drop.
We just found out, for real.
I didn't know he was on his bad bitch behavior. I see him.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And just like a bad bitch, today's reporting. But he's here with us in spirit. Now, with all intros all done, let's get into today's episode. I'm going to get better. Look, I will be front. We are trying a different format. We want to do news at the beginning of every month and have the regular episodes for the rest of the week in a more so conversation-based style like we've done with Hot Topics. So bear with us as we kind of do this transition. And thank you for your patience. But today, it's not that, because we got news for you. Starting up with a show preview with a lot to discuss, and I'm sure the Almighty Striker will have a lot to say here. He'll take the floor about the Nintendo Direct. So, hey, Striker, I know you're big.
We had the Nintendo Direct happen this week. Finally, about time. And they discussed a lot of things. To start off, you know, the biggest thing that everyone was waiting for, the Switch 2. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about the Switch. The Switch has been kind of disappointing, if we're being absolutely honest to ourselves. And even the OLED, as beautiful as the screen looks, it still does not do the console itself justice. for the games that are being developed for this console and hardware. In fact, the hardware itself was holding back the game's true potentials that were being developed for Nintendo. And as much as people like Midroller would say that they stick to the old same formula and don't create anything new and their games aren't fun, That nigga is not built around fun in general. He does not have a single fun bone in his body. So that's why he doesn't enjoy these type of content that they put out. But the games are meant for family and they're meant for the kids. And they're really good games. I mean, you're looking at Mario, Pokemon, Smash, racing games like Mario Kart. The list goes on and on. They just got Kart 10. We'll get to Mario Kart. That one's going to be probably a whole conversation. But without delaying, the inevitable, the Switch 2 is now here. And I want to talk about some of the updates that they gave us in the Direct today. The first one being, and this one is probably one that's long overdue, but the Switch 2 is now going to have game chat features, y'all. Like, bro, where's my soundboard, bro?
Talk about long overdue, man.
There it is. You can nobody's now speak that with your friends and other people through a microphone.
Woo, give it up for Nintendo, y'all. Took them 2 decades to catch up to Xbox. Woo!
Hey, huge step.
You know, this is groundbreaking for Nintendo in a nutshell. I don't think we've had a console. I can't think. I don't think the Wii U even had anything, a microphone built in it. This is groundbreaking technology. We're hitting new areas in gaming when it comes to Nintendo. And right, we got a game chat feature.
Man, button. How do you think that's going to be? Like the voice chat? These are you talking
direct?
Oh yeah.
Hey, man.
This ain't going to be kid friendly no more.
Hey, just you wait. I dare you to hit me with a blue shell. I promise you, hit me with a blue shell. Send me the last place.
Hey, man, go shoot everybody on as they pass them. Hey, everybody get one.
My advice to all y'all is change the batteries in y'all smoke detectors because they're gonna be.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's gonna get my ass got.
Yeah. Don't be ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, it's all right. The game chat feature is actually very in depth. There's a lot that you can do with this. It's not just a button that mutes and unmutes the microphone. It's a whole feature. It brings up a menu.
Can we call it what it really is?
What is it?
They fake ass Discord. That's really what it is. It's Nintendo's Discord. They're the only company I ever see with the gall to just rip these niggas off and be like, "Hey, look at what new shit we just dropped. Innovative."
Yo, hey, to be honest, they even got the black background, yo.
It's crazy. Yo, the voice chat is literally built like Discord right now. It's absurd. You know, Nintendo is gonna eat it up.
Hey, but you know what? It has Nintendo at the bottom right of it, so it's all good. It's different.
You see what I mean?
Also, Nintendo. With the mic, you can now, and this is probably gonna be sold separately. Of course, but you can also connect the Switch 2 camera, and not to confuse this with any other webcam or camera that's out there in the market that you can buy on Amazon. This is a specific Switch 2 camera that connects to the console via a USB-C plug/port, and you can stream your video yourself in the games.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blown.
This might also be very confusing for some folks who have heard of the Xbox Kinect. It is not the same thing, I promise. This one just has Nintendo on it, so there's your difference. It's not the same thing, swear.
Yeah, it's the Switch 2 camera, not the Xbox Kinect.
Exactly.
Instead of being a long oval shape object that's probably very inconvenient to carry, you got like this air tag that you could just slap on your desk with a stand and you can see yourself. The resolution of this camera. You're
looking at niggas gaming pixels.
Yeah, you better wear shorts or something. You can't play Nintendo games in your boxers no more. Some niggas might still do it. But, do we know what the specs are for this camera? Not at the moment. That's yet to be revealed. That would have been too much information on just one day. We got a lot more to talk about. But moving on from the game chat features, we have a new feature that they're including to all Nintendo consoles, Nintendo Switch consoles, called Game Share. This is actually kind of interesting. You can play a game with other friends and families off of a single copy of a game, so long as that game is compatible, and you can share that with up to three systems at a time. So let's say you're playing, I believe the one of the ones that they featured was Mario World or something like that. You can share that game with three other people, and they don't need to own the game.
That's good, especially with those new prices.
I'll point it out one more time. Nintendo, again, releasing something that we have been dealing with in games for a decade plus. I'm just saying, I'm glad that they is now catching up.
Yeah, the other consoles don't even matter to them. They don't make couch games anymore.
I mean, let's say you want to play with your roommate or something, or you know, you get a girlfriend or a significant other that also has a Switch, and y'all want to play Animal Crossing, but you don't own the game, but she does, and she has 5,000 hours on it. She can lend it to you.
Damn, why'd you mention that detail, bro?
Why 5,000? You speaking from experience? Like,
speaking for some.
I mean, it. I'll give you this, though. It is cool. Like, it is nice to have game sharing on the Switch. Again, it just feels a little weird that Nintendo's releasing stuff that we've had as a part of PlayStation and Xbox for years now. But at the very least, like, if I wanted to play Smash or Mario Kart with some friends who happen to own it, as long as I bring my Switch, we could just chill in the living room, play on our own screens and stuff instead of throwing shit up on the TV and then me using the little tiny Joy-Con to, you know, run Mario Kart races or whatever, or even like Mario Party Jamboree. That shit was fun, but you know, so I'm glad that it allows for more like, yo, friends, pull up to the crib with your Switch. Let's just hop on the game together. You know, it'll be like a new evolution to the quote unquote couch co-op like gaming experience.
Land, you know, just kind of bringing that to you and that having that as an option. I feel like that in a nutshell is worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
who said lands? Yeah. Honestly, it is. It's just like having a little land party.
What? They make those now? Oh my god.
I know. So innovative, I'm telling you. Ain't no company doing it like them.
Now, aside the game share and the beautiful game chat features, let's talk about the specs of the Switch 2 itself. Less to begin with, you want to talk about the brand new increased bigger size, higher resolution screen at 7.9 inches and now playing your games at 1080p, and we're not getting that bullshit 30 frames per second no more. No, now you can play your games at up to 120 frames per second, and it is HDR on the handheld.
Yeah, no, honestly, that is pretty sick. Was it 1080p handheld?
Hey, who was it? I think it was actually that ragged on them and was like, oh, it's probably only going to be 30 frames again. And, you know, we tried giving them the benefit of the doubt that it'd be 60, but they even went beyond that. I mean, I got to give it to them, 120. It's going to be interesting. I think the game won't be 1080, though.
It's going to blow up in your pocket.
But... yeah, I don't think I got it anywhere else. I'll cover here. If you do have the Switch docked, the games will play at 4K at 120 frames per second.
Nope, that shit said 4K 60, you liar. That shit definitely going to blow up.
Hey, man, but we get it 4K on the Switch.
That I'm ready for. 4K? You telling me I could play? Yo.
That shit's not going to happen.
Look, man.
Imagine seeing Zelda in 4K. Have we seen that yet?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what bothers me about the Switch. They have good games, and every time they choose to actually push the limit of their hardware, they release some beautiful stuff.
Don't you mean?
I'm hoping we get the chance to see that with this 4K support.
What you trying to see Zelda for?
Nah, they'll give you that next push graphics and all that shit when they release the Switch 2 with the OLED for $600 in 2 years.
Yep.
I will say they did not release the OLED. It is, as we suspected, that it's just a regular LCD screen. It's kind of unfortunate.
Like you say, like High Roller said, we's getting that $600 OLED. Oh, my fault. Let me include tariffs into this if I carry the one. We're looking at $650, $700 for the OLED. You know?
Oh, shit.
Tariffs.
God damn. Oh, hold on. Yeah, no, you're right, because there was a tweet that went out that you could buy the Switch 2 over in Japan for how much?
$50 less than it is in America.
Is it 50? Nah, I thought it was even less than that. I thought it was like a $100 difference.
Nah, pretty sure they said it was like $330.
Either way, it's still crazy to me that like... Oh, look, I just found it. It's $334 USDs. And that's the conversion rate.
But can you play it here in the US?
Nope. It is region locked to Japan accounts only. So if you do cop a Japan, I almost called it a Japanese Switch. That felt fucked. If you cop a Switch in Japan, it is region locked already. Like, you will not be able to make a, you know, European, North American account on that thing.
Hey, man,
it's not that good. You can break into that bitch. Them niggas are not certified. Mm-hmm. Ask Lizard Squad.
They know.
It's not like he knows. We buy someone in house. Nah. Shit, but I mean, shit, about time, you know, we got a better screen. And, you know, with a better screen, we also got new Joy-Cons. These Joy-Cons, and I feel like we discussed it the last time we talked about, but just as a refresher, the Joy-Cons are not the typical slide and click. They're now magnetic. And they stick to the controller based off of a magnet that attracts the metal SL and SR buttons on the controller. Those buttons are magnetic and they're much bigger. And it's supposed to be quote-unquote strong and hold tight.
Praise be, bro, because them little things would disconnect or you could break them things easy. So
I'm not gonna lie, it had me worried because what if, like, you... Well, never mind. What if you, like, dropped it and it, like, landed on the corner and, like, bent? Like, I don't know. I still have my work. At least, like, with the click ones, it would just pop the controller out. I feel like this one's gonna bend that shit off, and you're gonna hear about a lot of people that broke the controllers, and it's
which is gonna suck, right? Like, man, I mean, if you're dropping your controller like that, that's all on you, man. At that point, I can't blame Nintendo for user error. They didn't expect folks to be like, oopsie, I just dropped this shit, so.
But I should think about that, though. There's people that's gonna buy these shits for their kids, because, you know, most Nintendo games are, you know, for kids.
Yeah, you know, that's true, but, like, at the same time, okay, like, my folks bought me a DS and a Game Boy, but they instilled in me that if I were to be dropping it and break it, that's on me, the consumer, being an idiot. You know,
that's because you fell for that guilt trip, though, bro. Because, like, for real, if you dropped and broke that bitch, they would have to go buy you another one.
Nah, see, that was it. No, okay. Maybe it is a guilt tripping, but, like, for me, it was taught to, like, you have to take care of your things.
You got to be actually, you know, careful. The value. You got to know. Exactly. Nah, I get you. I'm just saying, they guilt tripped us in a way. Psychology.
You know, and even then, what, the little DS, they had a strap. Let me not talk about that. If I find that Nintendo's selling a little strap for the Switch for like 20-40 bucks a pop, I might have to do some bad things.
Put it around your wrist, right?
Yeah, so, I was about to say they had the guards that you could put on the controllers.
That came with the Switch though, right? If I remember, originally came with it. If we find out, you know how like Apple removed the charger or whatever, or the box, I guess, man. If they remove the straps, Nintendo might have to see me, man.
Yeah, it no longer comes with a brick. What?
That's crazy, man.
Imagine you get home, use your phone all day, now you can't charge that bitch.
Then you can't charge it.
Tell me the brick don't come with it.
I find out the Switch itself don't have the straps, that'll be crazy to me, man. That'll be too much.
Along with all these updates, we've also got improved speakers and we discussed the microphone. Besides the built-in microphone, they are using sound suppression technology on this. So it's not just going to pick up random noise. It's going to pick up human voices, and you'll be able to hear people clearly. You know, they're doing things. You know, Nintendo's doing things.
You see, with the speakers, they gave a simulated surround sound.
We get in JBLs on these.
I'm interested how that's going to actually sound.
Sure.
Terrible for JBLs.
Listen, there's a lot of people trying to make simulated surround sound. I'm just curious how Nintendo's going to go about it. I would love to know if I could only, you know, enter the tech demo. Oh, wait, it's a paid tech demo. Guess I won't be buying that.
Why not? Aren't you curious to see?
I'm curious, but you know what I'm going to do? Like anybody else in this world, I'm going to wait for one of these internet journalists to go ahead and pay for it, because that's their job. They're going to let me know how it is, and they're going to release that stuff to the net, because Nintendo bold as hell to release a tech demo.
Yeah, but how much
I forgot what was the price, yo. Like, it was just something where I was just like, a paid tech demo threw me off.
It can't be that much.
Damn, they're gonna charge you for the tech demo and upcharge you for the tariffs. Crazy.
Yep.
For the demo?
Maybe that's not for the demo. That'd be wild.
That'd be wild. Yeah, taking that shit to a whole new level. All right, moving on this list, we got headphone usage. Like, you can now connect your headphones and it's gonna sound 3D, meaning they're gonna use spatial sound. Meaning if you hear Mario behind you going Yahoo, he's gonna be behind you doing that. If you got Luigi in front of you, huh?
I was gonna say, like, aren't you always gonna be Mario? How are you gonna hear him behind you?
Oh, what if you Peach?
And what you mean? Whoa, what?
Oh shit. Okay, yeah, bro. You need to cut that out, man.
Who let this nigga Striker outside?
You need to leave.
Hey man, see good.
What was Luigi doing there?
He was the cameraman, bro.
What the fuck is going on? What kind of haunted house is this, yeah?
Hey man. Boo somewhere around. But this shit is gonna be new. The sound's gonna be going crazy on headphones now with the Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you got two USB-C ports on this. You got the typical one that's on the bottom, and now they add an additional one on top of the system. So you can connect the Switch 2 camera, or let's say you have your game, your Switch 2 propped up and it's sitting on the table. Well, now you can connect the charger at the top of the Switch 2. It's convenience. It's practical. Who would have thought of that? You know? Moving right along, that they had just
when they made a PSP, right?
Thank you. You notice a trend that's been going on with Nintendo here.
I still don't see it. Can you tell me that the PSP had an adjustable kickstand? And we ain't talking just a little kickstand that kicks out. This kickstand, you can lay it flat. It could bend a whole 180. And lay flat, or you can bring it up to a 90 or an acute 45 degree angle and stand up.
You asking me if a handheld had a kickstand?
Adjustable kickstand.
Nah, because it was in your hand.
Shit, he got you there.
Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to stand it up?
In your hand?
Like, on the table. I mean, this is different because this handheld, you can detach the controllers.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not different.
I will say, I think that was one of the first things that that was like cool.
Different.
I don't know. The initial idea of the Switch, right, was just I could just have the Joy-Cons in my hand, but I could just lay it on my table or whatever. I could just sit in a chair or something and just
play away.
Keep it real casual. Keep it chill, but
keep it chill.
You know, it's innovative.
That's why I play with controller, though. You know,
you can do that too with that.
Yeah.
True.
But did it have that power?
Always.
I don't know about it. Always, but
on top of that,
I think the Switch 2 launch is going to look a lot like the Galaxy S4 launch.
I'm not an Android user.
How'd that go? How'd that go?
Blowing up on planes.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was the one that was blowing up?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man. Shit.
No, this is going to break. This is going to go as hot as Pokemon cards are right now. Like, the Switch 2 is going to sell out first 3 days.
That don't mean it ain't going to blow up.
I think that's the worst scenario. Like, if it's gonna blow up, when the Samsung shit blew up, like, did it cause any injuries or whatever?
Oh yeah,
was it in their pockets when it blew up?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of check I'm finna get from Nintendo when it happens.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, they got good lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Damn, they like Disney, huh? And they just keep that shit silenced.
Asking their Rado. You know what I mean?
The second you bought your ticket, you waived your right to sue us for eating at our restaurant. Oh, wait, that's no. Exactly. Well, it was a Disney Plus subscription.
That was it. You subbed to Disney Plus. You can't sue us now.
We're just going off of what we were told. We're not throwing into shade. Just don't want to lose any kind of partnership in the future. But, moving right along,
princess as reparations.
Golly. Moving right along, we got 256 gigabyte minimum storage now on the console. You can buy additional storage for this, but you can no longer use your old Switch micro SD cards. It will not be compatible. You need to use Switch 2 micro SD or micro SD. Express cards for the Switch 2.
All right, Terry.
You know, you got to make everything Nintendo. But, going back to this dock that supports 4K at 120 frames.
Oh, hell no.
It also has fan ventilation for powerful cooling for your system. So it does not blow up like Rain, aka CJ, had mentioned.
That shit's going to blow up. If they gotta tell you it's got a fan for cooling,
yo,
that shit sound like it's about to be so.
I'm not even worried about it blowing up now. I'm worried if it sounds like the PS4, yep. Start turning off like a jet engine, yo. Don't need that.
As silent, yo. As silent as your PC is right now.
Fuck, man.
I really dealt with that shit.
I'm gonna have that shit in my hands. I just hear it, like it's stirred up, bro. I don't need that.
Like, my God.
Hey, man, it's all right. It's all right. Because you're also going to be able to play older games from the Switch. It is backwards compatible. I feel like we haven't heard that in a while. I don't think.
We actually haven't, really. Folks really don't be doing that.
Backwards compatible.
I'll make a little remaster here and there, but.
What else do y'all need to hear that about? When's the last time a new console dropped? Like, all of the Xbox. We can play all the shit from all the way back to 360 and PS5.
I can't play Brute Force on the Xbox One.
That's because they probably took that shit off the Microsoft Store. But you can play any game you previously owned on the 360 on the Xbox One X.
And you can do the same for PlayStation. But like, I think it's with the subscriptions or whatever, though, right? Like,
no.
I think PlayStation's locked it behind PlayStation Plus.
Oh, well, yeah, Xbox is not like that. Like,
if Xbox is okay, then.
If it's tied to your Xbox account, like your Xbox Live email, and you brought it in Xbox 360 game, you can play that bitch.
Okay, yeah, okay. So then the Switch is more like Xbox than it is like PlayStation. Because as long as you have the Nintendo online, you could just play the old games.
But I think they're talking more so like the physical copy of the games. Like, you can't play physical.
Yeah, you can put a physical copy in there.
Oh, then no. I see what you're saying.
For Xbox?
Yeah.
You can do that? Damn, that's nice.
We put the disc in.
But you can't replace it. I don't got an Xbox no more.
Yeah, well, sad life.
What you mean?
I mean, honestly, I'll take that over the way PlayStation does it.
I mean, absolutely. I'm getting a backwards compatible Switch 2.
Oh, hell no. Why did I
fucking... It's just the way you enunciated that.
The way you got to think about it, though, truthfully, is whenever they put out a new console, it's always immediately backwards compatible because there aren't new release like games releasing for that bitch anyway. So
I mean, that wasn't the case for the PS4 and the Series S. I mean, like, okay, the way PlayStation do it, right? It's like you have to use a certain PlayStation Plus thing, but I think you're only streaming the games. It's not even like you downloading a game and
it
just sits on your console. Sorry,
they don't give a fuck about y'all like they pretend they do. Right?
No, they definitely don't. So I'm assuming Xbox, you could just download that whole and just it sits on your console forever long you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You can play them games offline?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, see, you can't do that shit for PlayStation. As far as I know, at least.
Technically, yeah, you need internet access for the store to verify that you own the game. So,
oh, okay. So then, never mind. I assume that's the same for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because I think you do need to be online somewhat for that shit.
All I know is PlayStation just stopped supporting older games in general. The second like they release a new one.
Oh, so they can remaster it and charge us $60 for it.
All over again. Bullshit, for real. Yep.
Dude.
We get it mad at Nintendo, but like y'all really let it
Sony
get
this nigga turn into play.
Yeah, but we ain't talking about PlayStation today. Stories about Nintendo's and their bullshit. At least with PlayStation, we can play in 4K.
You can play in 4K on a Switch.
Now you can. Come on.
What a powerful cooling fan ventilation.
Man, niggas in the wintertime gonna be able to turn their heat off with that.
Make sure your family not around when you start that bitch. Just for the first few times.
It's gonna sound like twin turbo engines, man. We don't need this.
Look like Aunt May when the Green Goblin can.
Nah, bro, that's too soon, bro.
That shit happened a while ago, my boy.
What do you mean too soon?
It was literally the last movie. What you mean?
Hey, he bro, think I'm it was like about it happened Tom. Yesterday.
That's all right. They did recreate that moment in a way.
Nah, the first one was devious.
We talking about the original with Toby, my boy. You know, some OG shit.
No one cares about Toby. Anyway, back to what we were talking about, Nintendo Direct.
Excellent deflector.
Look at him. They released, or they announced their new Nintendo Pro Controller, which will feature the new C button for the new chat features for this new system. Yes, you got to use that keyword new. It's very flashy and catchy. It'll grab your attention because it's new. Along with it, they added grip buttons to the back of their controller. Hold on, man. Where the fuck's my soundboard?
What Jacob was saying? It's grippy.
What the fuck is going on?
They added an audio jack port to this new controller as well. They have not announced the price to it, though. I can imagine it's going to be like $80, though. Like
it's going to be more than everyone else's.
For the controller, I think I did see a rumored price.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I have a Pro Controller, and it does make a difference. It's definitely a lot better than that fucking, the thematic controllers that they do have and sell. The weight to it, the way how it feels, it just feels like, I mean, it's sad to say, like a real controller, like a PlayStation controller, an Xbox controller. It feels like you have a game console controller in your hand.
The thing is, damn, that can't be the real price.
Wait, what is it?
That can't be the real price, yo.
What'd you see?
I'm seeing it's $80 for the Pro Controller, $90 for Joy-Con,
yeah, that's $50
for
right.
The camera, and then $110 for the dock set.
Damn, $110 for the dock.
Yeah.
A piece of plastic with a fan?
They're taxing y'all niggas.
I feel like that's crazy. That's why that can't be right. I feel like that can't be right, but
hey, you know what? That is A-okay because the Switch 2 is set to release June 5th, 2025, and pre-orders start April 9th, 2025 at any of your local stores, GameStop, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, wherever you choose to shop. I'm pretty sure Barnes & Noble's going to have it too.
Where this nigga work for Nintendo?
It'll be...
He must work for them.
I can't get the last
one. I'm on their website. Hey, I'm on Nintendo's website. They got it up here. You want to know how much? They selling the strap for $13.
Ooh. Hey. Little Timmy breaking the TV. I got something for that.
Hell yeah. Put the strap on. Hey, but it's all right because it's going to come with the console, which the console only is going to be $449.99. But if you want, you can get the Mario Kart World Bundle for $49.99. Wait, no. The hell did I just say?
Niggas don't know his number.
$499.99. Yo, that was just too many nines, bro. This shit is fucking. Can't y'all just simplify it and just say 500? 450. It's just round up. But
I'll say that's the only reason to get the Switch, I think. If you're gonna bother getting it, get it with the bundle.
Why? But why? Why would I pay an extra $50 when I could just get the console by itself for cheaper and then buy the game separately?
You want to buy the game separately? Please tell us, Striker. How much is the game separately on its own? You can buy that standalone.
Mario Kart World specifically?
Tell us what that price is going to be on release.
So let's go into their titles. One of them being Mario Kart World. Before I tell you this price, I think we need to discuss what we're getting as far as content, what this game is going to allow or give us as far as the experience. Mario Kart World is not your simple or basic Mario Kart game with tracks that you can just select off of a menu and select your speed, then select your just go through a whole bunch of menus before you actually get to the gameplay. No, Mario Kart World is I want to say kind of like really innovating the whole flow for that and giving you a more immersive experience and getting straight into the races much sooner and playing the game for what it is. You got all the maps that have been released in all your Mario Kart games as regions now. And each of those regions is going to contain those sections of those maps. Not only can you race in those areas, but you can also traverse to them within the world. And it's not just by yourself. You can go along with friends and snap pictures and just play a more, I don't know, I guess you could say like RPG style of a racing game. Now, with this, the game does have a cost. It's going to be slightly more than your typical game. You can acquire this exclusive, innovative, brand new title of Mario Kart World for a low price of $80 on release.
Nigga say low?
Low.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
My beef with this is crazy. $80, bro?
No, get me wrong. Updated textures.
You are absolutely right. As far as what Mario Kart has had before, this is probably their most ambitious project. Like, it truly is just... I mean, if you played, like, shit like Forza or Gran Turismo, Need for Speed, like, back in the day, right? Like, this is... It's sort of like that, but for the Mario Kart region. Like, you have your massive open world. You could just literally... Like he said, you could just kind of drive around and just chill. Or you could actually get into the events. I'm sure this is going to be like a fun little experience for people to just casually race, seriously race online. Like, this is a lot. It's a lot of content. However, $80?
$80.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
$80? Like, I'm not okay with like allowing this kind of bullshit in the game industry.
But like, let's be honest, we seen this happening. Like,
we've seen this when
PlayStation announced fucking their PS5 games for 70.
That's fine. That's fine. But also, I mean, look at the games that PlayStation was releasing for $70. Exactly. This is not going to compare. This is not going to compete. Also, I just hope you know, if Nintendo thinks that they can get away with this for $80, GTA 6 is going to be $200 on release day.
That's crazy.
GTA 6 is going to be something absurd.
You think the other consoles aren't going to raise their base prices, bro?
Absolutely. It's going to be a war at that point. But I think 100 is going to be the threshold. We're going to get to that point where video games are now going to cost $100 minimum to play. And that's new titles without DLC content.
Then again, free-to-play games are pretty popular. Maybe people will, like, just stop buying them.
If you didn't make me spend $100, you know what the consumer just would like? Don't give me Star Wars Battlefront 2 on launch. You know, don't give me some bullshit like that. Don't give me No Man's Sky on launch. Like, give me an actual fully finished game, or at least finished enough that I don't sit there and cry about it on Twitter.com going, this is a buggy mess, literally unplayable, there's no content. You know, you asking $100 out of my hard-earned money seems crazy to me. By the time I purchase 4 total games, I have paid for the Switch. Like, at that point, that's crazy to me. That seems so out there, where I'm just like, the Switch don't even have 4 real games to show off right now.
What are you talking about? There's 2 others we still haven't talked about.
There's still 2 others, but it's just like, I more so think of like exclusive. They don't got they don't got really nothing that I'm like, I'm about to pay $80 per thing.
Now, it's not just you're just paying $80 for this game. You're paying $80 for a cartridge to give you access to the cloud where you can download this game so long as you have a digital key. Yeah, I know that was a lot. A lot to take
in. I hated every moment of that. It's like, I get it, but it's just, what's the point? You might as well just make them online only.
Digital. Like digital only. You're paying $80 for a fucking piece of plastic. Now, that part's kind of absurd. The game no longer exists on the cartridge. It's still going to be a digital download. You just need the cartridge
to pay $10 more, you can get the physical.
You know? Oh, that part's, yeah. I mean, that's where gaming's headed. I feel like we did talk about that at one point, where games are about to be valued at $100 on release from AAA studios. Fucking the 2K you've been playing for years, decades, it's not going to be $100. And they're not even going to give you any VC for that.
Yeah man, I mean, you're right, though. This is probably what gaming is going to head into now. And I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on that? Like, I personally, as a consumer, I don't feel too good about the idea of games being $80 plus. And it's like, I get it. Back in my grandpa's day and age, like, the games that he would have bought, like, inflation wise, they would have been paying way more money. That's them niggas' problem. That's not my problem right now. Like, I like the games as just a regular 50, 60, you know. If they release like a half kind of game, you know, that was short, it's a clean $30. Most of my PC titles, I buy it for 15. I ain't trying to see that kind of bullshit of just $80, $90 games, $100 games probably when GTA 6 drops. Like, I'm fully expecting, because Nintendo did this, GTA is gonna drop 100 plus into whatever major AAA studio is releasing like a flagship title. They're like, oh yeah, we at Bethesda, Elder Scrolls? Yeah, that's 100. That's 100. You know, Obsidian wants to drop a new Fallout, or Bethesda wants to make a new Fallout. Boom, that's going to be 100. Where's Ashy at? He loves Assassin's Creed, right? Wait, who is this? Who? Bro, you telling me the next Assassin's Creed now is going to be $100? I don't know, man. It's a lot to me, but I don't know what you guys think about that.
Oh yeah, they need a moment of silence for that. Me too.
That ass, if Nintendo can charge that much for they old ass games, then they can, and anybody else can.
You know, I mean, games are getting, nah, I can't defend it. I wanted to try, but never mind.
it's like, I'm with you, right? I want to defend it because it's like, I get it. Games are an art form, and they offer way more entertainment value than you watching a show, right? Or a movie, yeah, or something.
You can get so much off of the $60. You can get an hour per dollar if it's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, well more than that. Some games, yeah, you really could, but it just, gaming has always been an expensive hobby, but I feel like, yo, this is a lot. This is a lot.
While we all can know, I'm going to go over some of the titles that they released to begin the one we've been talking about for a little bit. Mario Kart World will be released at launch. We got Donkey Kong Bonanza.
That looked good.
It was kind of interesting. I like how they are starting to do a little bit more with the terrain and messing with that as far as mechanics. I feel like that's something that's definitely unique to any kind of Nintendo game. Stuff that you really see more on console or PC games. So it's showing that their hardware is going to be capable of a lot. I feel like that's kind of something that people are undermining. But this game is set to release out July 17th. We got Metroid Prime 4 Beyond Nintendo Switch 2 Edition. That matters. We got Kirby Air Riders, a new Kirby title that is set to come out later this year in 2025, as well as Drag X Driver for games like, coming out the summer of 2025. So it's a wheelchair basketball game. Leave it at that. Nintendo Switch. No,
please 2. Explain.
Huh?
No, please explain. Wheelchair basketball. I like they, you know, talk about it.
I mean, it's kind of in the name, you know. It's just you're in a wheelchair and you're playing basketball. You know, we're now getting to the community of Mr. Free, where, you know, we're seeing and we ain't ragging on nobody, Mr. Free, but you know, we got Incapable showing that they can be capable.
So, I wonder if he'll hear that.
Nah, he ain't gonna hear that. But if he gets this, Mario, hey, at least we know someone listens. We got the Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour. That's gonna not only be a game, but it's gonna show you how your controller and your system
took a nap work. And came back to still hear Nintendo.
You gotta cover news. This game will be available to you June 5th. And then, last but not least, everyone's favorite studio for some weird reason. The creators of Dark Souls and Elden Ring, bringing you a Bloodborne series back. We got the Dust Bloods. That is an exclusive title to the Nintendo Switch 2.
We need to talk about this one.
2026.
Ain't that some shit?
Talk about this. Is the most vile act against gamers I've seen in a minute.
I agree 100%. I don't like, who do they think they are? How much Nintendo paid?
I need to know, right? Like, how much Nintendo paid for that? They must have paid for that shit just to hype up the Switch 2, because that is crazy.
You know what's crazy, though? I had a conversation with somebody who's a big PlayStation fan. He's never going to play anything else besides PlayStation.
Was it you?
You don't hear the Nintendo dick riding? Of course it's not him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Nintendo dick riding is wild, bro. I'm just a supporter. I'm here just giving the news. How about dick riding, yo? But anyways, I was talking to this individual... And he's like, I'm going to now have to buy a Nintendo Switch to play this game.
Yeah. Do you fucking understand how ridiculous that sounds? I waited 10 years for a Bloodborne sequel bullshit to release on the Switch. You think I want to play this shit? Not only did they do that, they released the fucking Elden Ring port on the Switch too. Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do. I get to hear that I'm the Tarnished at 5 FPS now. I'm so fucking excited.
At 1080.
Oh, my fault. You're right. At 1080p. 1080p. Don't forget.
For 20 minutes before it blows up.
Powerful fan ventilation. It felt like if you told me this direct happened yesterday, and it was like an April Fool's thing, and they were fucking, like, I would have thought that was a really good joke. Like, when they showed off that trailer and stuff, And then I saw exclusive, like, I would have thought, alright, Nintendo, y'all some funny ones. I see it. The Japanese got humor in them. You tell it, a Switch exclusive? Nah, bro. Can't co-sign that.
Hey, man, it's coming. You know, their console is ready, and they're ready to show you how ready they are. You know, they even got, they got port to Hades 2. Here are the games that they're porting over. Hades 2, we got Split Fiction, Borderlands 4, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Street Fighter 6, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4, Bravely Default, I don't know what the fuck that is, I'm gonna go ahead and just give up on that. Who cares? Hogwarts Legacy, Sid Meier's Civ 7, Elden Ring Tarnished Edition. Like, these are some big titles. Like, we're not... Project 007?
Thank you. Are they going to actually run well? That's all I really care about, man.
Hey, man, we'll find out June 5th. I'll be the first to let the world... first to let the world know. But I'll let y'all know here. I'll be getting the Switch. I had high hopes for them, and I feel like they're delivering with this one. Compared to what we had, to what we'll get, I feel like it is better. Do I believe, and I guess we can pass this around, do I believe the Switch is worth the price that they're marketing it for? I feel like, yeah, it is.
They got a slew of some fire stuff, man.
They do. They do. And like, it's part of the selling plan. It's making it enticing.
Yeah.
But like, the problem is, if we give into it, then like, it kind of starts a wave.
Yeah. Kind of like when, you know, I buy 2K every year.
Ain't it so exciting, enticing, where I'm like, damn, new roster update. Okay. Hopefully the gameplay, the AI looks better. Player movement looks better. I end up buying the game. It's the same spot. It's the same thing.
They changed the dribble combination again. Maybe it'll be better.
See, that's the hope, you know? And now they're tapping into another audience. And it's these, you know, the masochists that like to play the Souls game, you know, the Souls series.
The nigga who has 100 that game's supposed hours. To be... very interesting. So you know how like Night Rain is supposed to be PvE or whatever, right? This is actually supposed to be like a more like an extraction game, like a Last Man Standing kind of game.
VR?
So it is PvP, but there are PvE elements in there. But yeah, it's meant, you know, you handle your business. And then I guess that you're just doing some random ass, like, Last Man Standing, like, you know, you want to be the last hunter alive and whatnot. It's been, I don't know, that does seem interesting to me. I just immediately in my head, I go, why the fuck is that on the fucking Switch, man? Why not throw that on a console?
Yeah. Complete agreement for me once again. Like, I think it's a money grab. They want to entice us just to buy the console. That's how Nintendo's living, honestly, in my opinion. It's just exclusivities. Everybody loves Mario, everybody loves Zelda. That's why people keep buying. Most people's Switches collect dust.
Like, I remember mine does right dust. Now. It's yeah, crazy.
Still in the box.
Like I said, the titles are, they come up with really good titles. And something we were talking about earlier was High Roller and Cheese, we were talking about how the games, like literally Nintendo's like profits and like what's holding them above is their library, not necessarily their hardware. But like their IPs work. Like, their games are really fun. Like, it's actually like really enjoyable content. Even if they do come up with something new, but it's still quite the same thing. It's still refreshing because we're seeing it in another perspective. Now, it's quite literally the industry in a nutshell. But people pigeonhole Nintendo for doing this because Nintendo doesn't port their games to other platforms. So they're wrong in doing so. But if you look at Rockstar, Rockstar does the same thing. GTA, from its conception, has been quite literally the same game as it is today. And I promise you, GTA 6 will not be any different than the very first GTA that released. You're just going to get the story told in a different way with maybe a few additional features or mechanics within the game. But in a nutshell, or under grand scheme of things, GTA is the same thing. And their latest IP being Red Dead, it's a reskin of GTA. The industry does this.
I get what you mean, but I hate that you've worded it this way. I get it in the quote unquote grand scheme of things. GTA is just another like life simulator, you know? I think from game to game, they have done a lot more to innovate than what fucking Nintendo has done, if you ask me personally. You were saying?
What do you mean they've done a lot more than Nintendo? In what way?
I mean, game to game? I think beyond just expanding the world, expanding the story, the actions which you can do, I think, like, you know, GTA early on was just like, yeah, we just wanted like an open world crime game. And now it has more so morphed into, like I said, it's like an open world life simulator. Like, there's a lot of things you can do in GTA that's not you just doing regular crime, you know, using GTA 5 as an example. You know how innovative it was to people to find out, like, San Andreas outside of the regular gang warfare shit and whatnot. You're buying property. You could actually work out and see your character change. You can work a job. Like, there
is only one to do that in real life.
Yeah, fine. Damn right. Folks don't want to do that shit in real life.
But they'll do it in a game, though.
They'll do it there. Like, and then the difference between, you know, GTA into Red Dead, I think it's just realizing that, okay, it's not like a... I think you would have expected Red Dead to just turn into a Western action movie. And I mean, it kind of is, but I would consider it more of a drama, right? Like, if these were shows, GTA is your action flick, your Breaking Bad, you know, kind of thing. Whereas, you know, Red Dead, that's like a Yellowstone. You just sitting here, you enjoying the Western drama going on, and it's told differently. And if you want to talk about life simulating, freaking Red Dead 2, with a bit of fault to its own self, because there were some things I didn't need to waste my time with extra animations just to get on or off my horse. We could have just sped that shit up a little bit, you know? Like, I didn't need to see the animation of me pelting or skinning an animal, I should say. Right? Like, grand scheme of things, yes, it is a just open world crime BS. But I don't know. Nintendo is just like Apple, like Disney. They're just stuck in their ways, man. And I don't like it.
I feel like it's a name. Where people are paying for a brand. For yeah. Sure.
Yeah. They damn lucky that brand's got Mario in it.
That's what I'm saying, bro, right? The exclusives. Don't let them lose them licenses in any way. It's over.
But that's all we got for you from that Nintendo Direct. Moving on to upcoming games of this month.
This one.
Huh?
I'm not saying it. I thought we were in agreeance. But Cheese Cube was nice enough to make a compromise. I don't know if he's still willing to split that with you. That's between y'all.
I can do it. I got you.
All right, how y'all gonna split it? Half half.
Oh, we splitting this?
You split it.
Well, y'all.
Oh, you want me to? Am I reading the whole list?
I'm gonna stop at M.
Okay.
All right. So coming up this week, we got Koira coming out on April, or that came out already, I should say. It came out on April 1st on PS5 and PC. Fuck. We got Nithnith that also.
What is it called? What's it called? Yo, I looked it up. Hey, man. Nah, go ahead. Look up the cover of Niff Niff, please.
Nah, I mean, it's on the Switch. It can't be that bad. It came out.
I just wasn't expecting it to be this, bro.
We got Elroy and the Aliens coming out April 2nd on PC only. Steel Hunters, this is actually a big one apparently. Coming out April 2nd. Came out April 2nd on PC as well. And we got the most weighted remaster probably of this.
No one gets it. That shit did catch me off guard. I don't know what about this means Niff Niff.
The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered came out April 3rd on PC. I don't know why this matters. Don't know why they had to do it. But, you know, yet again, the shit's out. Roman Triumph Survival City Builder. I hate Last of Us. I'll just come back to that. This shit's garbage. But anyways, Roman Triumph.
You're garbage.
Survival City. Hey, we gave me the floor, all right? All right.
Not to spread hate, to read news.
Wait, I'm going to do both. Roman Triumph Survival City Builder, April 3rd on PC. We got Sand, also April 3rd on PC. Echo Beach, coming out today. Well, no. Yeah, today. April 4th on PC. The Renovator Origins, not the sequel. Not the prequel. This is, well, I guess this will technically be, let me stop being extra. The Renovator Origins, April 4th, coming out on PS5, Xbox, and Switch. Prepared an existential platformer. Sounds like an interesting name. April 7th on PC, Battlefield Waltz, April 8th on the Switch. South of Midnight, April 8th on Xbox and PC. Tiny Garden. On April 8th and PC. All in Abyss. Judge the Fake. April 9th. PS5, Switch, and on PC. Commandos Origins. April 9th on PS5, Xbox, and PC. We got Descenders next. On April 9th on Xbox and PC. Drive Loop Survivors. On April 9th as well on PC. And then we got a bunch on April 10th. We got Monster Energy Supercross 25. Wow, that is a wordy title.
You're doing great, buddy.
PS5, Xbox, and PC. Promise Mascot Agency. Also PS5, the Switch, Xbox, and PC. Star Overdrive, an exclusive to the Switch. The Talos Principle Reawakened. I remember playing that game. That shit's fucking rough. On PC, and lastly, on April 10th, releasing Willow Guard on PC. We got Big Duck Hunter Ultimate Trophy, April 11th, and then we'll have a drop for about, you know, 4 days, but we're getting, on April 15th, Dive the Depths, Lost Records, Blue Man Rage Tape 2, and Lush Foil Photography Sim, on PS5, Xbox, and PC. You can play the Buck Hunters on the Switch. You know, they got a little bit more wriggle room. But I'll go ahead and pass it off, the rest off, to Cheese. My
wonderful boy is getting his. Make sure you're not getting cheated, bro. Make sure he read a good half.
You know, I feel like he did. Yo, honestly, good shit, because that was a lot. That was a lot. Next up, we've got both Monument Valley and Monument Valley 2 releasing on April 15th on the Nintendo Switch. On the 16th, the day afterward, Kitchen Wars drops on PC. And we've got Indiana Jones and the Great Circle finally now releasing on PlayStation April 17th. Next up, we got Mandragora? I don't know how you pronounce that game. Mandragora, Whispers of the Witch Tree, April 17th on PS5, Xbox, Switch, and PC. We also have Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds Ultimate on the 17th of April, PS5, Switch, and PC. Joining them will be Rusty Rabbit and Wisdom Academy Rusty Rabbit on the PS5, Switch, and PC. Wisdom Academy on PC. On the 18th, we've got Lunar Remastered Collection coming out on PS5, Switch, Xbox, and PC. The 22nd this month, we've got Maliki? Let's go with Maliki. Maliki, Poison of the Past, April 22nd on Switch and PC. Claire Obscure Expedition 33. What a name right there. Coming on April 24th out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, April 24th on PS5, Xbox, and PC. The 100 Line, Last Defense Academy, April 24th, Switch and PC. Joining them on the 24th, we've got Sunseed Island, PS5, Xbox, Switch. Tempest Rising on PC. And Yasha, Legends of the Demon Blade on PS5, Xbox, Switch, and PC. I don't know why. Something about that last title. That seems like it might be a hit to me, low-key. Coming up on the 25th of April, Days Gone is getting a remaster that will be releasing on the PlayStation 5. Then we've got Badlands Crew on April 28th for the PC. Forza Horizon 5 on April 29th for PS5. And MotoGP 25, April 30th, coming out on all platforms. And then to round out the month, on April 30th, we'll get Conquest Dark on PC and Skin Deep, also on PC. Oh my god. Yeah, Game Pass updates, right? You want me to take that over?
That'd be a hell yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yo. So those were the game updates, upcoming games for this month. As far as Game Pass updates, we've got Borderlands 3, the Ultimate Edition. That'll be coming out on April 3rd. That's tomorrow. Oh, my God. That'll be on cloud, console, and PC. So for you folks, that's the Game Pass Ultimate, the PC Game Pass, and just your standard. Joining that on the 3rd of April will be All You Need Is Help. That'll be a console release, now coming with the Game Pass Standard Edition. Still Wakes the Deep, the Xbox Series X and S Edition. Coming with Game Pass Standard, we've got Wargroove 2. I didn't know about Wargroove the first. That'll also be just a console only release coming out on Game Pass Standard. April 8th, we've got two games, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, the Ultimate Evil Edition, console and PC. That'll be on Game Pass Ultimate, PC, and Standard. Joining that is South of Midnight. That'll also release on the cloud, PC, and both Series X and XS on the Xbox. Joining that on Game Pass Ultimate and the PC Game Pass, not the standard though. April 9th, Commandos Origins. That'll be up on cloud, PC, and both the Series X and S. Once again, that's another Game Pass Ultimate and only game PC Game Pass. And then on the 10th, Blueprints. I ain't never heard of that. Blueprints, Cloud, PC, Series X and S. And then on the 15th, Hunt Showdown 1896. That will be a PC release. You could get that on Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass.
I got you on this fire. Oh, okay, I'll take over here. You know,
thanks, man.
This next load here, pause, for whoa, your PS
Extra. You're gonna throw it back and now this load.
Hey, chill out, bro. You gotta do all that. Yo, I said, hey, man. PS Extra update. This is what we on right now. We got RoboCop Rogue City, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Didn't they take the servers offline on that game?
That's interesting. Did they?
I thought there was something with that, but I guess the servers aren't on offline. I saw someone stream yesterday, but like I guess they stopped development.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you know that you mentioned it.
92% of people, you know, on Google liked this game.
Nah, it was definitely fun, but like I think it got stale really quickly, or the skill gap too. I don't know. There were a lot of issues. It was fun.
it, but
I think it was more so the people in the game.
I mean, that's fair.
Oh, that's crazy. It'd be like that sometimes. Apparently, this is like back in December, they were talking about shutting that thing down. I guess not. That's interesting.
That's dope.
Apparently, it had already shut down once in 2023.
So. And they brought it back.
I guess so. Yeah,
well, for all of those that missed the game, well, now you got it for, well, I can't even say for free, but it's on your PS Plus shit. Yeah. Along with Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory.
I have that on my Steam library. Fun.
The Digimon game?
Yeah. That exact one, actually. I got 13.2 hours in it at the current moment.
You like it?
That's a Digi expert right there.
No, for real, yeah.
It's fun. It's fun.
Is there a term for that?
I just coined it.
Oh, I bet.
That is your gaming news for today. We got some tech news with the Switch 2 coming. Nintendo is working on virtual game cards for cross-device portability. What the fuck is that? I feel like we mentioned this. We talked about Nintendo's announced on Thursday that it's working. This was a
isn't this the game cartridge stuff that you were just talking about?
Cards. Yeah, yeah. This is exactly what that is. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. We talked about discussed this. Yeah, have fun with that. You don't have real cards or cartridges for your game. And that is all we got for tech news. Moving on to movies, TVs, and animes. It's been a while since we kind of covered this, but or I don't think we got a chance to ever announce this, but Solo Leveling beats the shit out of One Piece on Crunchyroll. That's most like anime to date.
Chill out, man. Chill out, chill out, chill out.
What happened?
Don't need to talk about my dog like this.
Oh, you're a One Piece fan. My bad, bro. Yeah, the anime's garbage. I'm not gonna lie, but
Cap, but
there is what one more episode to this week? Wait, no, the no, season finale.
That
happened,
was the
yeah?
season finale.
Yeah, no, it was yeah. already done.
Yeah, you're reading old lines. Reading old lines.
So if it's a good time now to just catch up on the manga or manhwa if you're trying to read. It's a good spot. I should be like,
yeah, I know it's not
read.
Your
nigga read. Yeah, nigga read.
Not your forte, High Roller. I know. That's why we haven't read you. How do you read any of these?
Nigga, you just struggled multiple times reading throughout tonight. Maybe you shouldn't read, nigga.
You would have short-circuited on the upcoming games, if I kind of hear you.
On half of them.
What do you think about that last statement, though? That was the important part, and no one ever talked about.
Oh, which one would you say is a much watch? Can't miss. I'm reading this, by the way. JJK. Whoever wrote this,
struggling.
who wrote that one? Huh? Who wrote that?
Okay,
he knows who he is. So I will let him.
Oh,
he edited it right now.
No,
which would you say is a must watch?
There you go.
JJK or Solo Leveling? Personally, just based off that question, I mean, I have to say it's JJK. JJK has that by far has a better story. But the action, there is a lot of action in JJK. It's just not as flashy as Solo Leveling.
That's my thing.
Solo Leveling is more flashy than JJK?
Yes, 100%.
What?
I would sit down. I'm sitting on that.
I don't know. That's hard to determine, in my opinion.
That is not hard to determine. He's posing whatever he did.
I think what we've seen with Solo Leveling, okay, I think what it is Solo Leveling is more flashy. It is just that we be watching Goat Woo like end fights in like half an episode. Yo, we gas up like final boss. We gas up some of these impactful moments all for him to finish the fight within like the last 10 minutes, first 10 minutes of an episode.
Who's we?
I feel like y'all are confusing flashy with bright colors, bro. There's no way you think that's Solo is flashier than JJK, bro. The choreography's better.
The choreography is better than JJK. I'll give you that. Yeah.
The special effects and abilities are bigger and better. Jin would just be cutting shit.
I mean, hold on. Some of the shadows do be actual having choreography. Like, it's been real cool. I don't know. Most of the time, I'm just tired of what everybody else is doing in solo leveling. Like, if Jinwoo's not on the screen, the rest of the show might as well just be sleeping.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, at least when it comes to the which one's a must watch. I'm gonna try to keep someone with a story and people to attach yourself to than just, hey, look at this guy, he's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, solo leveling at that point just isn't that like important. I wouldn't say it's like an anime someone needs to watch. But JJK has much more to it than the fighting. Like, it actually has a story. They build upon the characters. Yuji Itadori isn't like the main person, though he has the main villain in him. But like, everyone else is just as important and crucial to the story.
Do you think Sukuna is the main villain?
He is the main villain. What do you mean?
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
He's not the main villain.
He's Bro's favorite character. All right.
Sure. I don't think he's the main villain, but is he like the main catalyst in the story?
Well, I mean, what do y'all mean? Who would you say would be the main villain if not him?
That's what I'm saying. That's
trying to control him. That's starting the movement. He really just a deadly force. He don't give a fuck about neither side.
You talk about the guy who doesn't even have his own brain anymore?
Kenjaku? I mean, kind of is. He is supposed to be the main villain. Like, okay. Sukuna is the main threat. Sukuna is the main catalyst.
He's a problem.
The story, it's been Kenjaku.
Think of like Hisoka. That nigga's just there to throw hands.
That's it. Yep.
Oh, wait, Jeremy.
I feel like Sukuna at least is the main antagonist. You can't deny that.
I don't think he's the main antagonist, though.
Like, but he's like the exact opposite of Yuji. He's like, this is what he's there for.
But he was also like the force of Yuji at first. Like, he got all his techniques and everything. Like, but the whole plan and all that stuff taking place was all set up by Kenjaku. Like, Sukuna was just, it's just like,
literally the whole plot of the story is just don't let Sukuna like release her. Don't let him get all the fingers. At that point, it's like checkmate for all the good guys.
That was never originally the plot, though.
I mean, he kind of seemed like, as long as you don't, you know, disrespect his shit or whatever, he don't really give a fuck about you.
Yeah, Sukuna, I think Sukuna, at his point in the story, he just doesn't care what everybody else is doing, right? Like, he just kind of...
Rain, you talking about, like, pilot episode one, or you mean, like, zero?
So, either way, right?
Like, you talking Rico?
Hold on. Either way, Yuji is, like, a vessel that was made to contain Sukuna, you know, that was Kenjaku's plan in a sorts, right? Or at least the perfect vessel, I guess, was what Yuji was supposed to be. He just happened to eat a finger, and then, like, they could have killed him right in there, and then that would have been, you know, it for Sukuna. But they kept feeding him fingers, I guess. You know, well,
they didn't. They went, we could just one size fits all. We could just get rid of him now.
That's Gojo, but that wasn't like, I don't think, yeah, they didn't really set him up to be the villain, because theoretically, Kenjaku put all that shit in motion, his whole plan, waking him up, all that stuff. I don't know, I feel like he's the main villain, though.
Nah.
He just because he ain't killing everybody, don't make him not the root of the problem. You know what I mean?
Would you say Madara is the main villain of Naruto?
No.
Yeah.
Who do you think the main villain is?
The main villain of Naruto?
Yeah. You know, would you say, I mean, if you look at like the way JJK is set up,
the main villain of Naruto for real. Because like the plot of Naruto is him to be like, he's trying to become Hokage. You know? Anything along that way, he has to overcome to become Hokage. Yeah. So it's just overcoming his challenges.
I think a better comp would have been Kurama, like just sitting like, is the Nine-Tailed Fox, was that the villain of Naruto, like with how we started Naruto out? Not really. He was just a catalyst to move things along.
Yeah.
You know,
being controlled by the Uchiha.
Right. But outside of that, like, that wasn't the main villain. That's how I feel about Sukuna. Like, that's not really my main villain.
Yeah, but Sukuna course. And Kurama are different. Kurama's not actively trying to kill Naruto any chance he gets.
I mean, like, he kind of was at the start. Yeah,
but Sukuna's not actively trying to kill Yuji. You know,
yeah, but he is, like, there's a possibility of him breaking out. There's not a possibility of, like, Kurama breaking out of Naruto. Like, and that makes him, like, a threat. Like, just like with Shibuya, when he broke out, you know, all hell ruined loose, you know? And also, like, I like the preface.
Did he break up?
Oh, fucking yeah, when they force fed Yuji to get
his ass beat and was asleep.
Oh yeah, and then the force finger fed and then he transformed. Same thing, you know. Force fed, waking up, same shit. But I like to say, I thought we were speaking from the anime perspective. It sounds like you done read ahead. Because like they really showed us a lot of that shit with Kenjaku.
But even in yes, it did, because towards the end of the season 2 on JJK, Kenjaku's there, and he's talking to him. You don't know that
you don't know about
the Yuji thing, but he tells you that, like, Sukuna, like, he tells you he laid this plan down. And then the prequel, you see fucking Kenjaku get inside of Gojo's boy body. Satoru.
Yeah.
Satoru Gojo.
Suguru Geto.
Suguru Geto, yeah. Good shit. Appreciate you. Yeah. When Kenjaku take that body. They laid a foundation right in and there.
I thought anime only, like, it was kind of a given. Kenjaku, like, I don't know. I remember, like, the anime itself kind of explaining, like, oh, look, this is the plan when it comes to Kenjaku and just, like, I mean, what, the start of JJK, you felt like fucking Gojo was the main character. And then watching him in season 2 get, like, packed up, you're just like, oh, shit, you know, my MC.
The main villain for a little second there. Bodying the fuck out of them niggas, but...
Oh, but didn't they say that he let himself get captured?
I think he did say that. Did he?
Yeah,
I think he did say that.
Because he could have easily killed them and stopped them. He could have stopped whatever the hell his name is that y'all talking about.
Who?
Kenjaku.
Who could have stopped him?
Gojo.
You talking about when he was, you know, crying over his best friend's body?
Nah, when they was in the subway.
When he was getting trapped?
That was the whole point of him stealing his buddy's body. He knew he'd buy him the time.
Well, no, it wasn't that. He didn't want to kill the people that was there because they had numbed their life. Oh, right.
But he had his domain expansion. He is like, if I kept this up any longer, these niggas is dying.
Mm-hmm. So he just let himself get captured. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think Kenjaku was the main threat. Sukuna would have given a fuck. He would have killed everybody to try to kill Gojo.
It's true.
That domain expansion that you're talking about, was that not Gojo's domain expansion?
Yeah, no, that's like Gojo would have been able to beat him, but he couldn't use the domain expansion because he was worried about them random ass peoples.
Gojo would have been able to beat who? What were you talking about just now?
Kenjaku, like he would have been able to, like, not get caught in that trap from Kenjaku.
Yeah, he would have killed them all if he wasn't worried about the people in the subway.
Yeah, but like, can you really argue against that when that was literally the whole reason they brought him to that subway?
They laid a trap.
That was the only trap. It's like, bro's a hero. What'd you expect him to not give a fuck?
No.
Oh, what?
Yeah, imagine he didn't give a fuck and just opened up that domain and killed everybody in there.
Okay, then he'd be the villain.
Who was gonna stop him?
Probably you after that.
Yeah,
but I was trying to understand what you was getting at with that statement. Like, Gojo not the main character anyway.
No, I don't know if I'd say that there is a single main character of that show.
I think the main character is.
It could have been anybody. Let's be honest.
It could have been.
I think the main character is very clear that it is Yuji and it is Sukuna. Like, this is one of the few stories where we're seeing the POV of not only two MCs, but like an actual, the POV of a protagonist and the POV of an antagonist. And there are people who fucking side with Sukuna And I kind of understand because he's just written really well. And I get.
Side with him about what?
About what? I don't know. Niggas just be evil. I don't know.
Niggas you just said you can understand, bro. You know,
like I can understand niggas just want to root for the villain. Usually, it's not my cup of tea per se, but you know,
that's kind of different.
Folks just be wanting to see a villain win, you know, from time to time.
No worry. Go watch Berserk. Man. Or read it, I guess.
But yeah, I feel like we have to come back to this question after like the whole series is finished. Everyone watched everything so we can see between Sukuna and Kagaju, whatever bro's name is, Kakarotch.
Kakarotch.
Yeah. Who's the main villain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
I feel like I don't have enough knowledge to go off of. This man started speaking what seemed like manga facts to me.
he did. Worry. He was cooked up for that, yo.
Huh? What the fuck is niggas talking about?
He ain't talking about nothing. He ain't talking about nothing.
That's wild.
Nigga, my mother talking about nothing. Man, no, but
yeah, this is a good call.
Wait, hold on. I want to rewind real quick because I realized I was confused. Striker, who? So if Yuji's not the main character, who do you think it is?
He think it's Gojo, bro. That's why I was
no. I said there's no main character. I feel like there isn't. Me. I mean, if we're being absolutely honest, like from the first episode, they were saying that Megumi Fushiguro was supposed to be the main guy that was going to be like the main leader.
Who was saying this? Who?
Point you out, know what bro. That shit's called, bro? It's called having good side characters. It doesn't
I don't know. I think they were setting up. I think they were setting him up to be more important because I remember the first episode,
just like any other fucking anime. That
yeah, maybe. Whoa, because Sukuna was sitting there going, and was it when he peeped that little nigga? He was like, I like you, little nigga. Like that's what I remember at least.
I mean, I'll do Razor in if y'all want me to. More manga facts. But you know what I mean? That's up to y'all.
We do want me and people on the internet in.
Hey, I summon the sacred treasure. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'd win.
Yeah, I'd win. Like yeah. It's just how it be.
That's just how it be. They were always setting him up to be Sasuke, you know, some niggas is Orochimaru.
That wasn't slick at all.
Didn't they say this anime was like heavily inspired by Naruto? Yo,
what's up with you?
What's up with you? Like, what? That man wanted this to be slick to me and made a Naruto reference. Like, a basic one.
What does that mean to you hearing that, though?
I ain't gonna tell the people on the internet. I ain't gonna use you.
I don't think you know what that means.
I think I know what that means. I know what Orochimaru wanted with Sasuke. And besides, already hinted at that he wants his body.
So they hinted at that, right?
Yeah, they didn't do that. Yeah.
He wants his body? What's your name by that?
The way Orochimaru wants Sasuke's body.
Yo, what's up with these side cat like the? Mm-hmm. What's up with the partner in crime to the MC? You know they be finding weird niggas
every time.
Orochimaru with Sasuke, Hisoka with Gon, 800. You know. Gone. Did you want me to say a different nasty name? Ass trend.
I don't know. Maybe people like it. You know what I'm saying? Because if there's one of them in every show, then people must like the archetype.
Oh, it's usually the women. Yeah, they're into that weird. Yeah,
so someone likes it.
I be saying women do be freaky as fuck. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, when you do ask, women do like either.
If you never mind.
That's why I'm stopped. I'm good.
Yeah, never mind. Mm. Keeping it friendly around here, parts. we have any other major discussions? We have been yapping for a little minute. Going once, going twice, all shots fired down range. All right. If you made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. And while you're at it, please drop us that 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really helps us reach more listeners. Also, one last shout out to the guests for the week, Cheese Cubes. Thank you for being here, man. Always welcome back. Anything you want to say to people on your way out?
I just want to say, appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me on. Always good to yap it up with y'all boys.
One Piece starts back this weekend. One Piece starts back this weekend. Double
I'm
episode.
Ready. I'm ready. Whew. I'm ready. This is my holiday, yo.
All right. As always, thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.